Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. Police are appealing for witnesses after a car rolled in Perth's southeastern suburbs, leaving two people in a serious condition in hospital this morning. It happened on the corner of Armidale Road and Wright Road in Forestdale just after 12:30 a.m. The legal woes of an embattled state MP will be heard again in court today, a day after being formally chosen as an upper house replacement. Ben Dawkins is facing more than 40 charges for allegedly breaching a family violence restraining order. He maintains his innocence, while Labor started the process last month to expel him from the party. Overseas, Donald Trump is expecting to be arrested today in the US with a grand jury set to meet to decide. The former US president is being probed over hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. Listeners Keith Souter believes if he is charged, Trump's lawyers should have an easy case considering the witnesses that are set to take the stand.
The two main witnesses will be that porn star, therefore of dubious morality, and the former lawyer for Donald Trump, who has himself spent time in jail.
A stern climate warning from the United Nations overnight, releasing its Survival Guide for Humanity. The report states the Paris Agreement's target of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees within the next decade is likely to be surpassed. But Secretary General Antonio Guterres says rapid cuts to fossil fuels would help.
The 1.5 degree limit is achievable, but it will take a quantum leap in climate action.
In sports, staff at Optus Stadium continue to work to get the surface in good shape ahead of both WA teams playing there this weekend. Fremantle hosts the Roos on Saturday, then it's the Eagles and GWS on Sunday. Coach Adam Simpson telling Seven they're still hopeful of a training session there.
We're hoping to get a run later in the week. I'm sure they're doing everything they can. We'll back them in. Hopefully it comes up in good nick, and if it doesn't, we'll address it then. But at the moment, we're just backing in. They're going to do a good job.
Well, the Dockers are keen to get Michael Walters back on the field for this weekend's clash with the Roos.